In a way of the pollution, you know, and in a way that you're selling a dream that it can become very quickly a nightmare, you know. You're selling the American dream, the suburban life, and things like that. Even if you go to Florida, I'm not talking about politically, you know, you see those air conditions, even in the garage, air condition in the cars. People, they don't get in contact with, and then they say it's very hot. Of course, you have to be very hot, no? So the idea that even in part of the country that doesn't need energy to heat, you have big losses of energy, a big wasted of energy, and of course, you know, the cost is there, and it's sad to see it. And then we have to face the consequences. But the idea that the same phenomena that is affecting Cuba is affecting the southern part of the states. We face hurricanes, but you will get all hurricanes, even the ones that doesn't affect Cuba, they will affect the United States, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama, and all of the things. You know, like even there is a lot of oil wells in the Gulf. Every time a hurricane comes, the wells have to stop and they need to evacuate people. You know, so the idea is that even that oil that is already in production will be a lot more compromised by climate change. And the big difference is that we preserve human life, and sometimes, you know, a rich country with a very powerful army and government cannot avoid a disaster like Katrina. That's very sad. And I think that we can work together to face at least the southern states, the state of the Gulf, to try to make systems that are more resilient to all the problems that we are facing, you know. The climate is changing for both of us. In both sides of the Florida Strait, the climate is changing. And that will damage the coral in both places. That will affect the crocodiles and the alligator in both places. And I think it's time to make a combined reflection on those terms, you know. We need to learn about how to administrate fisheries together. We need to do a lot of things. And I think that the scientific community and some groups in the States, they really want to do that. They want to learn. We want to learn too. And if we can share some resources, why not? You know, not resources to exploit, but maybe there is some funds, like, you know. So we really, really need to break that barrier between our two peoples, because it's the region, you know, like we're naturally attached, you know. And that has been very, very hard for both of us, and it's about time to finish. I hope that with this government, some things can be changed. But the changes have been like saying, okay, lifting restrictions and doing this or that. But the core of the embargo, it's still there. I know it's very difficult for Obama as a president because it's the Congress. There are many laws embedded on that. But I think that it's necessary to listen, people in both sides, you know. People want to break free of that, and then let's see what happens, you know, in a way that we can learn from each other, because there are many problems in the States, but American people is not the problem. And American people, they believe in philanthropy. And American people, they learn. Maybe it's hard for them because there is too much, the machinery of information is distorting the reality. But once they see things for themselves, I'm sure that they change their mind. And so they're having terrorized, don't go to Cuba, no, this and that and that. And it's not that way, okay? So in a way, that need, really, really needs to happen. And let's hope it's happened in these next years.